Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoors, the official podcast of Living the Dream Outdoor Properties. We live by the motto, it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. And we live the outdoor lifestyle every day. Whether you're a landowner or dreaming of joining the ranks of those closest to the earth, we're your brothers and sisters of the outdoors. We hunt, we fish, we're stewards of the land. And our Living the Dream team will show you the way to enjoying the land and all the outdoor pursuits it has to offer. Here's your host, Bill Cooper.
Welcome to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Cooper, and today I'm down on the beautiful Shoals Lake. Right at the moment, I'm standing on the banks of the lake with Captain Joss Isaacs. He's with Branson's Full Throttle Fishing Adventures. Josh, that's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful, Bill.
Did you come up with that name?
No, my kids and wife did.
Full Throttle. Boy, that's the way you go, too.
All day, every day.
The lake with you and got out and got after some big, big crappie. And, you know, I've said for decades that this lake, boy, is just a sleeper. Bull Shoals, for some reason, just didn't get the publicity of some of the other lakes in Missouri.
No, it didn't. It doesn't. It's kind of a hidden gem out here in the Branson area, and I take full advantage of it. I just love chasing these big slabs.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that, and I'm telling you, we caught some beautiful, beautiful fish today. You know, 16, 17-inch crappie, and they get up that size. They got some real shoulders on them.
Yeah, oh, they'll stretch that four-pound test out and make you work.
Well, that was a ton of fun. It's been a while since I've seen crappie that size. And, you know, you can go to some other lakes in Missouri and around the country. You might catch a lot of numbers, but seldom do you run across a lake where you can consistently catch fish this size.
You know, Bill, this year and every year past has been awesome, but this year, this first year that we haven't had flooded in several years, and me and a good buddy of mine, we're putting them 3-pound numbers on the board. Lots of 2.5-pound fish, you know, 16, 17-inch fish is an everyday occasion right now. And a lot of people travel a long ways to try to catch them fish, and they don't have to go nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. People will travel to catch this kind of stuff. You go plan those out. You got a piece of meat.
You know, I don't know what Tom figured up here a while ago, but, you know, he said he was in that tournament with his brother for the biggest eight, and me and you both guessed that he's going to have around that 120-inch mark on an eight-fish average.
Oh, I have no doubt about it. And, of course, I don't like to talk about lakes and crappie so much as I do the width of them, you know, because you get those shoulders on, that's where you really get the good back scraps and good meat out of them. But just a gorgeous, gorgeous fish. But we got into a white crappie and black crappie both today. Is that common?
You know, over the last couple of years, the white crappie population has went crazy. But, you know, I travel a lot. I go to a lot of different places. Truman, Lake of the Ozarks, all that. You know, you get up there in some of them areas where they got a lot of good crappie. But, guys, finding 2-pound crappie, I mean, we've got eight fish over there that's all right at the 2-pound mark or better. You know, we've got a pile of fish, but eight over 2 pounds in a one-man limit is unreal.
Yeah, pretty impressive. But the sweet thing about it today, we were out with your cohort this morning and looking at a few paddlefish, and they were a little few and far between. But boy, the turkeys were gobbling all over the lake. Ryan was having a tough time keeping me in that boat. I said, you know, I think I could kill one with a rock.
You know, Bill, that's what I love about this little gem of a lake. Not the little lake, you know.
It's a big lake, but you can find lots of thousands of pockets and little coves where you feel like you're on a little lake.
You bet. And I just love it. I mean, it's calm. There's turkeys gobbling. You see deer. You see waterfowl. I mean, it's awesome.
Well, it's a sportsman paradise, but once again, you know, I've been in the outdoor communications business for over 5 decades, and Bull Shoals has, over those decades, I just haven't seen a tremendous amount of written material about it. I mean, it's out there, and I wrote some myself, but it just doesn't get the publicity. and you don't get the crowds like you do on a lot of other lakes.
No, Bill, we've been here all day. You know, I've been here since 7 o'clock this morning. And how many boats have me and you and Tom seen since we've been out?
Just a handful.
A handful of boats. Yeah. Yeah.
It just astounds me. What are people doing? What are people here? You know, is what I'm wondering. But hey, we'll try to help that situation a little bit, because we certainly demonstrated today what it can be like. And of course, you had a trip this morning. We didn't meet up with you till noon or after, and then went out and still caught limits of crappie, and nice crappie at that. And I love being in the boat. Of course, I'm 75 years old. You boys kind of stood up in the back and worked the mental situation. I was working the jig. We cast them on the boat.
Yeah, it's an all-out bite on about anything you throw. You know, we come down here a lot of times in the wintertime, catch them on a jerkbait, these big crappie, and we just love it.
That's fun. You haven't been jerking crappie. You haven't missed that. That is a tremendous amount of fun. And so many people think in terms of crappie, they think in terms of the spawn. But you know, there's probably more crappie caught over the winter now than there are in the spawn.
You know, Bill, we start slowing down, and we don't go completely dead in the wintertime, but we start slowing down there right after Veterans Day. And I ask myself all the time, what can I do to make business better in December, January, and February? Some of the best fishing in the country is those 3 months.
Absolutely, and that's not just here at Bull Shoals, that's in crappie in general. And I think, you know, there's been kind of an attitude adjustment among people in the last 20 or 30 years. You're getting more and more people are fishing through the winter. And I think, hey, the guides are highly responsible for that, because, you know, the social media, I've watched guides all across the state, and they're posting photographs all the time, man, in the wintertime about the great numbers of fish, because fish really do ball up, and they're falling massive balls of shad. And, it, you know, numbers kind of do tricks on my brain sometime. I get to thinking about how many fish, how many crappie there must be in this lake. Saying millions or billions is kind of a short end of the stick, you know. I mean, they're just gobs and gobs and gobs of crappie. Yeah, in the wintertime, they're falling those balls of shed, and you have to fish specific spots a lot of times. But here we are, right in the middle of spring, catching fish still. And Josh, you know, you take people out. This is a bass boat rig that you run, but very comfortable, man. You got the big motor, you got the electronics, and that in itself, if you haven't been in a boat with all the new electronics on it today, the front imaging stuff and the side imaging stuff, and it's incredible to watch a guy work with those electronics and put his clients on fish.
You know, Bill, I said I'd never be a forward-facing sonar guy. There's a big stink about forward-facing sonar right now. You know, everybody's got their own opinion. I started losing money because I didn't have forward-facing sonar. People want to learn it every day. It's no different than an old flip phone or a new iPhone. Right. Nobody wants a flip phone anymore. Everybody wants an iPhone or an Android. Yep. You know, I took it amongst myself to get out here. I worked hard to learn this. I now am a Garmin rep. I sell units, package units and stuff for Garmin. I do my own installs for my customers, for people I know. I do a lot of LiveScope. I do training. I do it all for the LiveScope. And it's unreal what this has done to the fisheries. Has it hurt the fisheries like people say? Absolutely not.
No, I don't think so. I don't know if it's made better fishing out of us, but it's made smarter fishing out of us. And people go out to catch fish, you know. Life is fast-paced anymore, and people maybe not spend the time out fishing they used to, but they still like to catch fish, and people like to eat crappie, you know. And that's what it's all about, these lakes. And, of course, we've got such good fisheries biologists in the state anymore. The Missouri Department of Conservation does an incredible job of managing these lakes. And, man, it's a renewable resource. If something can be caught, and, you know, hey, if the management's good, they're going to keep laying those eggs and keep producing those fish, and they're going to continue to be good fisheries here for a long time to come. But back to the fishing situation today out there. We were using, excuse me, live minnow or something, and we were using kind of a special little crappie bait. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we're using a a squid and a stinger and a stinger from Old Blue Tackle out of Roach, Missouri.
It's over on Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, these baits, Tim and Kelly Thorne out of Roach, Missouri make these right there at their house. Great people, great everything. We put them on a fluoro, 100% fluoro 4-pound test with a 16th ounce head, sometimes 32nd to 8th. But today we were throwing a 16th, and them fish, every place I've been around the country, love that bait, and they go nuts over it.
I used it enough today, it certainly convinced me. And I was sitting in the back of the boat, I guess. You guys were right on top of the fish. I was kind of fishing the sides of the brush piles and stuff. I still caught my share of fish. Caught a couple of real dandies. I think that one probably bigger couple I would have caught.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It had to be well over 2 pounds.
Yeah, I think we had several there over 2 pounds today, but I think that one you caught, I think we measured it, wasn't it 16 or 16 and a quarter or something like that?
Over 16 inches, but again, those shoulders are so broad, man, it makes for a great, great time. Well, beautiful, full shoulders lake. And hey, what's this place we're standing at?
We're standing here at K-Doc Marina.
What's the closest little town?
The closest town we're 8 miles from Branson.
8 miles from Branson.
That's
a few minutes, folks, and you feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you show up down here, Bill, you're 8 miles from Branson. There's no jet skis. There's no pleasure boats. Everybody's out here to have a good time. Everybody's friendly. We've been standing here talking to people.
Oh, yeah, everybody we run into. We talk fishing and preparing fish, and, you know, people got their phones out showing photos, all sorts of things. I mean, it's a great friendly atmosphere, and so peaceful out here, man. It's just doing outdoorsmen, you don't get any better than this rush.
No, you know, and we're only about 9 to 10 miles from Powersite Dam, or we can run 10 miles the other way and be across the Arkansas line and be in that beautiful clear water we see 15, 20 foot deep.
Oh my goodness. Now that's an interesting point. Bull Shoals Lake does run way down in Arkansas, correct?
Yeah, it goes all the way to Bull Shoals, Arkansas.
Yeah. Border Lakes license or something you got to have if you're running back to Fort Custer.
So if you're a Missouri resident, you can come down and or you can come here wherever you're at Missouri. You can buy it anywhere. You buy your regular fishing license, and then you can buy White River Border Lakes permit. It's a $10 permit. It allows you to cross over into Arkansas out of our lakes, such as Table Rock. I believe it's Norfolk. Beaver's not in that, but we can go to fish Norfolk anytime we want on that Borders Lake. We can drive to Arkansas and put in. Bull Shoals. It's a great $10 investment,
I'd say,
where we don't have to buy an out-of-state license.
That's a good deal anywhere. Well, Josh, man, it's been great talking to you. Of course, I've known you for several years. It's good to be out with you again, and look forward to the next trip. But, hey, hope to send us business your way. Tell people how they can get a hold of
you. You can go on my website at Branson's Full Throttle Fishing Adventures, or you can call 417-251-0433. Or you can look me up on Facebook at Branson's Full Throttle Fishing Adventures. I'm all over the place. Great ratings. I've got several hundreds of reviews and guys, I'm not saying I can put you on fish every day, because there is a bad day that happens. But I'm going to say about 98% of the time we're going to go swing some big slabs.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And, folks, I've been in the outdoor communications business again for 54 years. I've dealt with a lot of people in my lifetime, and I like to think these days, Josh, that I deal with the best. And I certainly appreciate what you guys do down here. I always say, I've told a lot of young guys in a lifetime, I know you do this because you love it, but your job's really important, because you're educating people how to fish, how to enjoy it, how to go about it. And the thing is, too, I know I've been around you long enough, I go, you've got a tremendous conservation ethic. You're passing that on to people as well. And, man, you know what? I can't think of a much better job than where you can have fun, love what you're doing, and help people in the process.
You know, Bill, I love what I do. Very seldom do I pick up a rod. I picked up a rod with you guys today because I know you, and we had a good time. Most of my time is spent training. I tell people all the time, I hear it all the time, people say, all you do is look at LiveScope. guys, I've had LiveScope a little over a year. I've learned this lake like the back of my hand by lots of hard work and dedication.
And I can verify that. We were looking at the waypoints, the brush piles you had in your electronics, and 97 miles of brush piles.
Yeah, a lot of miles worth of brush piles.
Well, folks, I'd encourage you to get down here, Ransom, Missouri, and hook up with Captain Josh Isaacs. He'll show you a good time. Don't go away. I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hi, I'm Steve Stoltz with Drury Outdoors, and you're listening to Living the Dream Outdoors Podcast with Phil Cooper and Hunter Heineman.
Slow down and enjoy the simple things in life. Welcome to Huzzah Valley Resort, providing family fun since 1979. They offer floating, and you can choose from canoes, rafts, kayaks, and inner tubes on a beautiful, crystal clear Huzzah River. Lodging, let us be your home away from home. Choose from a variety of lodging units while still enjoying the great outdoors. With over 2.5 miles of river camping on the crystal clear Huzzah, we're sure you and your family will find the perfect spot to pitch your tent or park your RV. Have fun and let us help you get the most of your stay. Check out our guided trail rides and Karen's Cafe menu. There's something for everyone at Huzzah. There's a campground store on site that has everything you need for your trip. Whether you're in need of gear, grub, or something else, chances are they've got it. And their campground has RV sites and primitive sites for all your camping needs. If you like the adventures of camping with a cozy bed at night, we have a variety of different lodging units to choose from. But Huzzah Valley, there's always something going on out there. Check them out on Facebook, or if you want to make a reservation, simply call 1-800-367-4516.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Collins with Misty Mountains Guiding Service. I'm here to talk to you a little bit about what we offer. Misty Mountains is a smallmouth and trout specific guiding service that caters to the Northern Ozarks region. My areas include the Upper Merrimack River, the Gasconade, and a few smaller creeks in the Mid-Missouri area. Whether you enjoy casting streamers to bass, drifting a dry fly, or ripping lips with spinning gear, I've got you covered. Fishing is made easy in my state-of-the-art drift boat raft. I control the boat with ease while you or yourself and a buddy do all the work at catching fish. Besides a great day on the water, I provide all needed gear, a delicious shore lunch, and as much fishing knowledge as you can carry with you on the way home. Spots for the 2024 season are going fast. Give me a call or text today to get your trip booked. My number is 573-823-9057. Find me on Facebook and Instagram at Misty Mountains Guiding Service. It's always an adventure with Misty Mountains.
Hi, I'm Steve Stoltz with Woodhaven Custom Calls, Bossy Oak Camouflage, and Drury Outdoors. My turkey hunting tip for this week is pay attention to the spitting drum. And I learned a long time ago, back when I was a young boy, I was fortunate enough to work and hunt with a guy by the name of Eddie Moyers in southeast Missouri. And Eddie Moyers was famous for his turkey hunting skills back then. His dad hunted turkeys back when the season first started. And in fact, Eddie was one of the first ones to ever check a turkey in during Missouri's first spring turkey season in the early 60s. And Eddie taught me to listen for that spitting drum. Use that spitting drum to your advantage of being able to hear it. Some people can't hear the spitting drum because the Hertz level is at a level that they can't hear it. But it kind of goes like this. I'll do my best job at imitating it. So a lot of times what you hear is that back end, that, and if you listen for that in the morning, if you can hear that in the roost, if you're hunting a turkey, you know he's there, and he's not gobbling, he's silent, but you can hear that spitting drum, he's close. And you want to, of course, call as if he's there. Because if you can hear the spitting drum, he is there. And you don't have to necessarily have to gobble to pinpoint his location. The other thing is when they hit the ground, they're constantly spitting and drumming. So pay attention to that spitting drum. If a gobbler is answering and then he shuts up and he's quiet for a long time, be listening for that spitting drum. He could very well be right on top of you, be coming in and not gobbling. And that spitting drum is the only thing that gives off his location. So pay attention to spitting drum. It'll add to your success. And that's my turkey hunting tip for the week. I'm Steve Stoltz.
Hey, everybody. This is Alex Rutledge with American Roots Outdoors. Check out my buddy's podcast show, Living the Dream Outdoors with Bill Cooper and Hunter Hindman. You're really going to enjoy this week's show.
Welcome back to Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast. I'm Bill Cooper. I left Bull Shoals Lake where, man, we caught some great, great crappies with Josh Isaacs. Now I'm with his, I don't want you guys are business buddies.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm with Brian Wilson, Stainwater Bow Fishing. And Brian, you know, you're just wrapping up the paddle fish season. How'd that go this year?
It's been a long one. The last part of season is pretty slow right now, but it was a good one. A good one.
I follow you guys on Facebook all the time. It's always interesting to see those big fish and the big smiles are going.
Oh, yeah. 45 days of nonstop running.
Oh, my goodness. I know you spend over 300 days a year out on the water, man. You're either bow fishing or snagging and getting that fish, paddle fish, and you guys stay extremely busy. And, man, I'm really not even envious. That's a lot of
it can be.
Hey, I've been on a boat with you a few hours here, man, enjoying the sunshine, kicking back and everything. But I know you guys, I guess, this morning did a little boat fishing.
Yeah, we was looking for fish for you guys and went quite a ways up the James River. And there's a random gravel bar out there, and we just looked over, and there was carp flopping on it. We can't help ourselves. We had to pull over.
I've known you long.
Yeah. My old deckhand, he got out and waded out after him, shot half a dozen or more.
What's your deckhand's name?
Riley Isaacs.
And he's how old?
17.
17.
Yep.
He's a workhorse.
Yes, he is. If it ain't on the woods or in the water, he don't want nothing to do with it.
Oh, no, he's a great deckhand. You guys get great things done. But, you know, I guess it's the bow fishing season coming up for you now.
Yeah, it's starting right now. That's why we're done with snagging and going on to bow fishing now.
Man, oh, man. Well, you've got a great boat here for either one. This boat is what, 20 foot long?
2072.
Hey, it's like a small boat.
You know, with the float pods, it's 22, actually.
Big boat, but how many people can you boat fish out of this boat?
Oh, we boat fish 8 people all the time.
Really?
Yeah, we have all 4 or 5 up front or 6, and then 2 or 3 back here on the back deck. And, yep, it gets to be full.
I bet that gets to be a fun time, that many people boating and fishing. A guy could go through a lot of arrows.
You can. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's happened.
Well, I know you've been at this several years, and you've got quite the reputation, and you've actually hooked up with Branson Tourism down here, and they use you quite a bit for guide trips as well.
Yes, I do.
Well, boy, that's a good hook up to get to work with old Larry White.
Yeah, he's a good old boy. I like Larry.
I've known Larry about 40 years. He's done great things for me over the years. And I guess it's through our friendship. How do we all get together? Anyway, I think that happened when the GLOW conference.
The GLOW conference, yeah.
Yeah, Larry needed some help. And boy, you...
Because I've known you quite a while.
Oh, yeah, we've known each other a long time and had many, many discussions about this very topic. We have to do it a couple times a year.
Yep.
It's kind of hard for me to keep track of you. I watch you on Facebook, but if I'd call, well, he's always up there, you know.
No telling. We might be down here in Branson. We might be on Lake of the Ozarks. We might be on Stockton. Every day, it's something different.
Well, you have a pretty exciting lifestyle, and you guys run how many boats now?
2. I could run 3 or 4 in a busy month easy, but 2's enough.
Oh,
two's enough.
I don't know how you keep up with it, even out here on the lake. Your phone's ringing all the time. And you need a private secretary, man.
Yeah.
But when people are getting ready to go bow fishing, which do you get a lot of first-timers?
90% of them are first-timers.
Really?
Yes, sir. They've never even held a bow.
Wow. So... I'm sure you spend a lot of time on the phone. And what are you telling them on the phone what to expect?
Just expect a lot of fun. And I always ask if they hunt or fish. And like I said, a lot of them don't. A lot of them just tourists coming through town. Whether it be here or Lake of the Ozarks. And they just want something new. They watch our videos on our social media. And that just gets them hooked right there, you know.
Well, I watch your social media all the time. I can see how they can get hooked on it. And I can see how once people try it, you know, have some success, that it could become an addiction for them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had clients now that when the first time they ever went with us, they'd never done it. And then now they own a boat. They own bows. That ain't no kidding. Yeah.
Well, you and I have known each other for a long time. I've told you many, many times, but I'm proud of you, young guides because you're not. I know you love it, but man, you're teaching people skills that they can use for the rest of the
world. Oh, yeah.
You
know? Yep.
Besides that fun element, you get 8 people on the boat, it's kind of a party.
It gets to be a little loud. Yeah. I like taking the kids the best.
Oh, yeah.
The little kids, man, they crack me up.
Oh, I bet they do. Do you provide a little?
If they want it. I normally don't generally like it, but if they want it, we'll give it to them.
Now, you're going to have to come up with a boat fishing two-step or something.
Well, I know the kids have got to be great fun on the boat, you know. And you get a lot of kids that are first-timers?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, wow. Well, how do you contain their excitement?
Yeah, with the help of mom and dad.
Well, I know it's got to be something to see the kid sticks that very first fish. They probably think every one of them are Moby Dick.
Oh, yeah, they don't care if it's a 10-inch bluegill or something. They've got a great white, you know.
Well, do you get a lot of repeat customers?
Tons of them, yeah. We get a lot of the repeats that have been with us, and they see the bigger fish in the early spring. Like right now, we get a lot of serious people that want to shoot that spawn. So,
does it spawn make it a little easy for the shooting
in the daytime? And you got about 2-week window to get it done.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then it's over.
So they come up in the shallows, and of course, I used to weed gig carp and buffalo in the floodwaters from the Mississippi River down in Boot Hill when I was a kid, you know. Of course, we did have some little fiberglass boats and cedar arrows, and I saw a lot of broken arrows swimming off through the soybean and the wheat fields, you know. You hit a big carp and they'd break those arrows, but hey, the equipment's a little bit different today.
A little better than that.
Yeah, you guys keep totting up equipment. What kind of boats do you use?
We use a lot of PSC mud dogs and stuff because they hold up real good.
You bet. And it's talking about the kids again and the excitement. Are the kids real competitive?
Oh, yeah.
With each other?
Oh, yeah, man. They'll be swinging their hips and acting. You can hear them talking to themselves. I'm going to get me
talking
a big one.
Smack,
right? Yeah, going to beat dad and beat brother.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, do you get a lot of families that come?
Tons.
Really?
95% probably.
Really?
Families.
Well, I think that's a great, great deal to keep the families coming and keep them interested. And it really is. It is something that that a lot of them can do pretty much the rest of their life, at least for many, many years to come.
Yep. And you don't even need a boat like we run. You can do it on anything, a canoe, kayak, and walk the bank. Do whatever.
I've done all that. It gets a little bit hairy. You know, I have been known to fall out of a canoe when I was boat fishing. Oh, you probably get a perch once in a while tumbles out of the boat, too.
I've had a few of them.
Oh, but that's, I guess that's kind of part of it. But speaking, you know, from a safety issue, I know that, you know, it's a big boat. You got plenty of room. What kind of precautions do you give people before you take off? What's the rules?
Well, we always give them a walkthrough. We always like to meet early. That way we can get to where we're going. They can get used to standing on the boat, the way it moves around. You let them shoot a little bit with the bows before we see any fish, and they get all fired up and excited, you know. And then other than that, the only rule we have is have fun.
Oh, yeah, you know? Man. Have fun. Well, I've been around you long enough. I know that you know how to do that. I've been to your house several times, been to those famous cooks. In fact, when are you going to have another one?
I'm thinking about going back to Louisiana here in June for about 3 days.
Oh, my goodness. And they cook all kinds of things at Brian Wilson's house, and had some very unusual things there.
Yeah, it was iguana, beaver, all kinds of stuff.
Oh, I'll try anything once, you know, but I've never had anything there that I didn't like. But Brian, I know that once, you know, the boat fishing season gets up, you get up into fall, then you get into the gigging season.
Yes, sir.
And that usually starts about September 15th.
September 15th. And we're still boat fishing then too.
Wow. So you ever do both in one trip?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we get people asked they can. And usually that's when the rivers are really good boat fishing in September on. And we'll go up like the Osage south of Jeff City.
Wow.
And we've actually run a half gig and half bow fishing trip.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. I need to tag along on one of those one sometime. I've never seen that before. But, Brian, just so people know the area you cover, what rivers and lakes do you cover here in Missouri?
Basically, every one. If it's wet, we'll fish it.
that covers it pretty good, Ben. Well, here in the last minute or so, tell people how they can get a hold of you if they want to book a boat fishing gigging trip or even talk about
paddlefish snagging, you know, in the future. I know you have people sometimes booked way out ahead.
Oh, yeah. I've already got like 18 or 20 booked for next year already.
Already?
Yeah, and the season's only 45 days. So
yeah, short
season. They fill up quick, yeah.
Yeah, well, how do they get a hold of you if they want to talk to you?
Our phone number is 573-263-8016. We've got a Facebook page, of course, Stained Water Bow Fishing, TikTok, Instagram. Our website's www.stainedwaterbowfishingcharters.com. You can book through that and all that kind of stuff. Just typical stuff.
Yeah, you betcha. And folks, I've known Brian Wilson for a long time. You want to have a good time here in the Ozarks. Get out on a bow fishing or gigging trip with him or paddle fish in the springtime, and I can guarantee you are going to have a good time. Well, Brian, I want to brag on you just a little bit. You know, you've been working in the Branson area down here just 2 or 3 years, and man, you've put some feathers in your cap. You've had a little bit of distinction in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Tell us about that real quick.
We was voted Charter of the Year for 2022 and 23 for the state of Missouri. Number one in Branson last year, and I don't know what they base. I'm sure I know what they base it also, but
yeah, doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, that kind of speaks for itself, folks. If you're coming to the Branson, Missouri area, and you're looking for something different to do, this is really different. And guaranteed good time. Well, folks, from Brian Wilson and myself, we're living our outdoor dreams. We encourage you to get outdoors and live your outdoor dreams as well. I'm Bill Cooper.
Captain Brian Wilson runs one of the tightest bow fishing operations in the business. Stainwater Bow Fishing operates out of Jerome, Missouri, and the beautiful Missouri Ozarks. They cover most Ozark streams and lakes. You haven't lived until you've searched Ozark waters during the night with Stainwater Bow Fishing while looking for giant gar, carp, and buffalo. Captain Wilson also runs a second boat on Taneycomo Lake. Call today to book a trip with Stainwater Bow Fishing at 573-263-8016. Again, that's 573-263-8016. Be sure and shoot straight.
The Living the Dream Outdoors podcast is brought to you by Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, The Fly Rod Journals, SmokerBuilder.com, Cowtown USA, Westover Farms, Scenic Rivers Taxidermy, Stained Water Bow Fishing, Scenic Rivers Guide Service and Tours, Huzzah Valley Resort, Pico Lures, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, The Fallen Outdoors, Ledco Sinkers and Lure Company, Turnbow Outdoors, J&J Charters, Kaufman Cove, Alaska, Big Ed's Guide Service, Bean Creek Game Calls, Misty Mountain Guide Service, ASL Guides and Outfitters with Ryan Walker, On the Hook TV, Expedition Trailers, The Rambling Angler, Spare Rib Inn in Steelville, Missouri, and Rich's Famous Burgers.
Land ownership is the American dream. Land is the basis of all life. Our wise use of this most precious of resources ensures the survival and growth of free institutions and our American way of life. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we value the traditions and freedoms that land provides us. Every day we seek the solace of a mountain sunrise over traffic jams and smog, the calming silence of a bubbling stream over the sirens of the city, and the quiet of the countryside over the hustle and bustle of the world. We hunt, we fish, we farm. We live off the land. It's our mission to help our clients live out their dreams on the land as we do. At Living the Dream Outdoor Properties, we believe that it's not just land, it's a lifestyle. Join us 5 days a week on Living the Dream Outdoor Podcast as the Living the Dream Outdoor Dream Team explores the most desired outdoor properties in the Midwest and whisks you away to incredible hunting, fishing, and outdoor recreation opportunities. Host Bill Cooper, an inductee of the National Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame, will be joined by members of the Living the Dream Outdoors team each week as they tell tall tales, unveil tips and tactics, and rub elbows with some of the biggest names in the outdoor world. You'll also find the Living the Dream Outdoors podcast on your favorite social media platforms, including Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok.